Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned Leilu Nishmas, Mars, Miriam, Zara, Basav, Yaakov, Maisha, Hernish, Shama, Shadav, and Aliyah, and Beschos, Rachel, Basav, Gittel, and Danil, Eliezer, and Spari, Rachel, Deshbik, Bench, Rezav, Shakayama, Bekar of Mamesh. And the Mishnah continues talking about things that a woman is allowed to go out with on Shabbos. Yaitza Besela, Sha'al Hatzinus. She can go out with a coin which is on a wound. If they had a wound on their foot, they would take a coin and put it there and evidently helped heal them, and that's okay to go out with on Shabbos. Habanos yotzes bechutin vafilu bekismen shebaznehen. Young girls can go out with strings in their ears, or even with a little piece of wood, with a little wood chip or a splinter of wood or a toothpick in their ear. Now, why would they want to do that? Well, that's because they got their ear pierced. They didn't get earrings yet, and they didn't want the hole to seal up. So they either put a string or a piece of wood in it, and that's okay to go out with on Shabbos as well. Arvios yotzes ruulos. Women from Arabic countries, they can go out wrapped with this veil that they wear. Umadios perufais. And women that live in Madai can go out perufais. We're going to explain what this means in the next Mishnah. And v'chol adam, really anyone could go out like that. El shedir v'chamim b'haiveh. The Chacham just mentioned what was common. And it was common for the women of Madai to go like this, and for the people in Arabic countries to go like that. But you don't have to live in one of these countries in order to be able to go out like that on Shabbos. Now Mishnah Zayin continues talking about this concept of perufais. So perefes al ho'evin va'al ho'egoiz va'al ha'matbeya. They can fasten their garment on a stone, on a nut, or on a coin, ubelvad shalei tifref lechatchila b'Shabbos. As long as they don't do this lechatchila on Shabbos with a coin. Coins are muktzah on Shabbos. So if they did this with a coin before Shabbos, that's okay, because the coin now is being designated to do this thing, and it's allowed to be used on Shabbos. But no doing this on Shabbos with a coin. Now what exactly is this pyrefes? So this is like a button, it just wasn't sewed onto the garment. They would take a stone or a nut, a coin, or some sort of other object, put it on the inside of the garment, and then press it upwards so that there's a small protrusion coming out of the garment. Then they would take the other side of their garment and wrap it around this thing that was poking out, and that made sure that their garment didn't fall off. So it's like a button of sorts. And it's okay for them to walk out like this on Shabbos as well. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.